welcome back to the Neutral Medical Report and our geopolitical military analyst, often putting extra special reports over at live stream. Tim Alexander, Lord Sterling is his fancy title. You can go to Europe Business, B-I-B-U-S-I-N-E-S with one S, .blogspot.com, or just type in and search for Lord Sterling. You'll find the europebusiness.blogspot blog. And what's the latest stories beyond the Petrus Romanus? We talked about this in hour one with Dr. Bob Fielder.
Well, there's a few things on that I would like to cover.
Yeah, let's go ahead.
Kind of good and bad on the man. I was impressed with how he asked people to bless him when he came out on the balcony last night when he won. And I was... he stopped at a school this morning. He's done a couple things that are positive, but they're positive in a Hollywood sense. The last two popes have been what I call Hollywood popes, John Paul II and Benedict XVI. They had the, they could walk in the white robe really well and bless people, and John Paul II, especially because he had been an actor, was very good at working crowds. But the real way to judge a person is in power is what do they do with their power. And the Roman Catholic Church, with 1.2 or 1.3 billion people, its own little country, and this enormous position that the head of it, the Pope, has, could do a great deal to combat the evil plans of the global banking cartel elite, but they are mired in a sea of scandal, really of their own making.
What do you expect
when 50 or 60% of your priests are gay? I mean,
yeah, it's not just that. The three areas we talked about last week is the Vatican has a possibility of returning to original Christian doctrine. We have the issue of trying to do liberalization. I believe that priests should marry, but I don't believe in liberalizing to the point where we have female priests.
Well, I agree.
I think we have a situation where
dogmatic difference.
Right. I think also we have a situation where we have ecumenism started by Benedict XVI, that if it's continued, eventually they'll develop a super religion I call a whore religion, where they accept Islam and other non-biblical, quote, forms or sub-forms of Christianity that basically...
Well, where I disagree with you is I think John Paul II actually started that.
Yeah, I'm just saying that the major force behind that, but behind the scenes, even before he was the Pope, was Benedict. Even before he became Pope, over the last 40 years, he's been one of the driving forces behind it, even while the other popes were the guy in the helm.
Yeah. Now, when you look at that Pope Francis, some of the criticisms...
Francis of Assisi, yeah. Yeah.
Maybe it was actually probably Francis Xavier, but Jesuit. But he's a Jesuit. Now, I've had professors that were Jesuit trained, and I can usually tell a Jesuit trained instructor.
How do you tell?
There's just something about them. There's a clarity to their thinking process or something. It's hard to tell you, but yet when I've been around them, I say and then I'll check the biography or the resume and say
let me crystallize it a little bit different in the metaphor. There's a clarity in their understanding of the deeper knowledge of what really makes and runs the world, because the Jesuits are high level Illuminati Masons, and they are very powerful, and within the church they are feared.
Yeah, well, I'm not sure the average one is Illuminati Mason, but there's some. But
all Jesuits are. All Jesuits are.
Well, anyway, the criticisms that have been raised against this new Pope Francis have to do with his cooperation with the military government, and it's a number of years ago in Argentina, and the crackdown on the leftists. Now, of course, there are two sides to that. The fight against the leftists, which included communists by the military, was not all bad. You know, you got to remember that communists by nature are deeply involved in tyranny and dictatorship. But there was much that the military did in that time period that was very, very clearly unacceptable and human rights violations, the whole bit. But that all tends to be how the military tends to handle things, regardless of where the military is. You know, he's got Pope Francis has about a 2-week honeymoon period where he can do no wrong. And in that 2 week, if he is serious about cleaning up the mess in the church, he will now announce an end to mandatory celibacy for priests and bishops. And I will announce something like the suggestion I made where they take the permanent deacons who are married and offer to ordain a large number of them as priests fairly quickly. But you have to break up the gay mafia that is controlling the Catholic Church. And there are a lot of serious rumors that it was so bad that that was what really pushed Benedict XVI over the edge, that it was just, it was getting so bad that he couldn't handle it. And I have seen that in seminaries where they were actually very glad, people were very glad they closed them because things had gotten so far out of hand. You've had seminaries where literally the straight people were just about driven away. And you got to the point where almost everybody in the seminary was gay and they were calling one another by girl names and so forth. I mean, just the average Catholic would see some of this stuff, which I have seen because I studied to be a deacon up close, you would just say, oh my Lord. And is a house cleaning. Also, this bit with the Curia, at a high level, it's often said that the difference between the mafia, the high levels of government, and the church is non-existent in Italy. And there's a real question is, will he really reform the Curia? And who knows? You know, who knows? An outsider, so he may. Who knows? I think the Malachi prophecy is correct. I think Pope Francis is the last pope. He's Petrus of Rome. And
yeah, he's of Italian descent, but he's also of Argentina. He's a Jesuit.
Yeah, his grandparents came from Argentina. Most of the people in Argentina are Italian descent, probably 80% of them. And I mean, I had Italian neighbors. I love Italians, and I love Rome. They're a little, you know, they couldn't talk if you tied your hands behind their back, but I was enriched by having Italian neighbors is the way I put it.
Let's get down to some of the basics, Tim. We have a number of fulcrum events happening. We have Petrus Romanus now in. Yeah, he's probably going to follow through on the ecumenism that goes back to, as you said, one of the earlier popes, followed through by the current pope that just resigned, Pope Benedict XVI. We have a situation that's on the knife edge of a war in the Middle East. The armistice has gone between North and South Korea. China and Japan are at it, literally threatening back and forth. And Japan, by the way, is a nuclear power, even though people don't want to admit it.
A very, very large nuclear power.
Right, and very large. Probably the third nuclear power behind the United States and Russia, before Britain and France even, is Japan. We have also a situation where Russia is totally ticked off with our placement of anti-missile systems because Russia, over the last 20-some years, has been retooling their military for a takeover and a reemergence of the Russian Empire. They now control oil and gas supplies to Europe and all the military developments of the strategic rocket forces, jets, etc., that are being built in China by the Chinese government are all Russian designed.
Well, we're marching down the road to World War III, and we continue that march.
Yeah, under this,
it's sped up.
This year is a year of change. Back in a moment with Tim.
Do you feel the aches and pains of your age? Do you often feel tired, and is your mind often clouded and forgetful? Well, it's time to stop the clock on aging with a proven system from NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical, the company that brings nutrition and medicine together, turns back the hands of time inside and out with Anti-Age Max. Protect against age-robbing cellular damage with Nutritrala, and combine both Anti-Age Max and Nutritrala with Collagen Max to regenerate healthy bones, ligaments, joints, and improve the collagen and elastin to your skin's appearance. Yes, you can look and feel youthful again when you give your body what it needs, Anti-Age Max. Order online at NutriMedical.com or call 888-212-8871 for Dr. Bill Deagle's proven Anti-Age Max system. That's 888-212-8871 or go to NutriMedical.com, spelled N-U-T-R-I, medical.com. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Hi, this is Peter Kronschnabel from Midas Resources. As you know, federal government spending is at an all-time high, and inflation will be a direct result of the spending policy. European government and central bank spending policies have put the European Union on the brink of collapse. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? Are your assets working for you or against you? One thing is certain. Having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee that no matter what happens to our economy or the dollar, your investment will never be worthless. And it'll protect you from that hidden tax, inflation. If you've been thinking about investing in physical possession of precious metals or having an IRA in precious metals, I can help. Call me today, Peter Kronschnabel, at 800-686-2237, extension 108. And I'll take the time to personally put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call 800-686-2237, extension 108. You've worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call Peter at 800-686-2237, extension 108.
I lost 18 pounds in just 4 days. Want to know how? Hi, I'm James Zetta. If you're like me, you've already tried and failed at many diet and weight loss plans. But if you still need and want to lose weight, if you're searching for a simple, safe, healthy approach to lose weight that is extremely easy to follow, listen to this. The 18 and 4 weight loss plan requires no exercising, no diet pills or additives, no laxatives, no meal replacements, and no diet drinks. The 18 and 4 program can help you lose 10, 20, 30 pounds or more, and it fits both men and women of all ages. The 18 and 4 program is crystal clear with a day-to-day, step-by-step, and meal-to-meal guide. And the best part? If you're not satisfied with your results, I will give you my 30-day full money-back guarantee. This program has helped thousands lose 18 pounds in 4 days, and it can do the same for you. Go to 18and4.com. That's the number 18, I-N, the number 4.com. 18and4.com. Easy to download, easy to start losing weight today with 18and4.com.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $34.95. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV. The burglar deterrent.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Welcome back to the NutriMedical Report. Let's continue with this analysis, Tim. The situation around the world, if you look at this soberly and you look at the prophecies, you look at the geopolitical analysis, you can see that things are definitely way out of control. And there's a number of what I call trigger events that could push the civilization to the breakpoint and also push people to make bad decisions. And I would say the the agenda, if you look at the prophecies, you look at the analysis of Pope Petrus Romanus, if you look at the globalists like Obama that's trying to hand us over to foreign enemies, you look at the acquisition of 1.6 billion hollow point bullets and bulletproof armored personnel carriers by the government, the Department of Homeland Security, all of these elements taken together expects that there's either an invasion, an extinction-level event, or some global cataclysm that's going to precipitate a revolt by the public against what's going on or attempt to survive some extinction-level event like a Carrington-style super storm on the sun that could knock out the power grid. But we are
feel that there are over 7 billion mostly unnecessary eaters, and they would like to whittle that number down by over 6 billion, so there's less than a billion people left.
Right.
So that's a lot of people that have to die. By the way, all of us talking and listening to this are among those unnecessary eaters, but you can count on the fact that the billionaires and trillionaires are not. They're
not on the list.
Necessary.
You want to hit some of the other high points of the news items you want to talk about today, Tim?
Well, the French foreign minister is saying that France and the UK will send weapons to the foreign mercenaries that are fighting in Syria, despite EU arms embargo, which prohibits such an action. Now, they're asking them to change that, but they're basically saying right up front, even if you don't, we're going to ignore that arms embargo, and we're going to ship arms to the so-called militants. That is insane, because Syria is the back door to war with Iran. Iran cannot maintain its position, its security position, if Syria falls, and everybody knows that. And before they will allow Syria to fall, the missiles will start flying. So the NATO and Gulf Cooperative Council and Israeli position on Syria as well as Iran is insane. It's insanity. It's like walking into a giant powder keg warehouse with a flamethrower and letting rip, and then being shocked that you're being blown into a trillion bits. You know, it just it boggles the mind that you have governments doing things which clearly point to launching a third world war, and that is the greatest moral imperative of the day. We've got to stop it, or we're going to all die.
We're also in an economic phase of that war already.
I
tell people, if you look back in the 1890s, we're in World War One, not in 1914, but in the 1890s. If you look at World War Two, we're actually into World War Two in the 1920s. We weren't into World War Two in 1941 or 42 or even 38 when it started in some areas where they started invading into the Sudetenland. What we're dealing with is we're actually in the economic phase of World War Three right now. And we're seeing these alignments happen. The social networking that was set up with the Arab Spring, the 5 years ago mounting war between Sunni and Shiite Islam in the Middle East is part of that. The
if you read the letter from Albert Pike that was written about 100 years ago that was on display in the British Museum for decades until one of the Rothschilds got on the board of directors, he spoke clearly of a coming three world wars, and he pretty much laid it out exactly how it's happened so far, and this was all necessary to bring about their new world order. Albert Pike was a former Confederate general. He was the head of the Masons, 33-degree Mason. He was a Satanist, and that's a matter of historical fact. And his knowledge of what was to come had to have been gained by demonic means.
Demonic channeling.
Yes.
No different than the contact between the king of Israel, King Saul, and the witch of Endor when he quote, summoned a demonic entity that pretended to be Samuel. Really no different.
Yeah, well, and the Bible is very clear about, you know, seances and stuff like that. The warning is very clear, and Some people ignore it at their peril. But, you know, if you look at, there's an interesting article I linked today, being employed today versus 1970. I just happened to be talking to a buddy of mine last night, and he had been unemployed, now he's making about $1,000 a week. He's working about 60 hours a week. But he said, you know what? He said, this is about what I made in the 70s. He was a seller of high-end audio equipment, and he was great. He was one of the best. And he was bringing home about $1,000 a week. He was very young. He blew it all. But the difference, and of course $1,000 then was more like $4,000 today.
Right, exactly.
Everything, they're robbing us in every way possible.
Well, what they're doing is creating a fire sale of everything on Earth because, and by the way, this isn't just about accumulating all the wealth on the planet. And we said this the other day, we tried to bring this out with Theodore Shabbat, we would bring it out with other experts. The globalist plan, and you have to get this, okay, even if it offends you, assaults you, upsets you, you have to face reality. The globalist plan of Agenda 21, of the Council on Foreign Relations, the Royal Institute for International Studies, the Bilderbergers, etc., all these guys, Bill Gates, is mass murder of most of humanity on the planet. They want to get rid of
that.
Yeah.
That is, and they have articulated this.
Yeah,
I mean,
it's
was,
public.
This is
the fact
not
is,
just some conspiracy theorist sitting around dreaming this stuff up. Very clear. Look at Ted Turner, who says the population of the planet should be somewhere between 300 and 600 million people.
What gives him the right to think that he's narcissistically empowered enough to say that? And then we have the comments here in the news that you posted up at the top of your news items. Paris, France, and UK to arm Syria, and of course Mr. Lavrov, the Russian foreign minister, has warned them not to do this. Yet these fools are arming our foreign people that we're fighting against in Afghanistan and Iraq, the same people we're giving flak jackets and weapons and communication systems to do a regime change in Syria. This is indefensible. This is completely BS, and I like your 5BS meter flag award that's right below.
5BS flags, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's really quite amazing. And, of course, now that they're trying to make statements of Assad's preparing to use chemical weapons, this means that the so-called Syrian Free Army, which are neither Syrian nor free, which are foreign terrorists, have captured chemical weapons. They're going to try to blame Assad when they use them. That's what's coming next. So we're telling you in advance, this is the next scheme that's going to piss off the Russians. Don't expect a nice response from them.
Who wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health? Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH Drops from AlkaVision.com.
We've lived in this neighborhood for years. We have an alarm system and all of our doors have deadbolts. They kicked in our door and were in and out of our house in about 5 minutes. The police arrived in about 20 minutes, but they were long gone with our TV, jewelry, and my guns. I kept thinking, what if my family had been home? The police officer said that more than 85% of break-ins are through a door, and that deadbolts alone don't stop intruders. The officer told me to go to EasyArmor.net if we wanted something that would actually stop an intruder. EasyArmor reinforces all of the weak points on your doors and is guaranteed to prevent kick-ins. I was surprised at how little EasyArmor costs. and I installed Easy Armor in about 30 minutes.
Visit EasyArmor.net. That's the letters Easy, A-R-M-O-R.net. Or call 888-58-ARMOR. That's 888-582-7667. EasyArmor.net. Ultimate door security made easy.
Is there such a thing as gluten-free emergency kits?
Yes. And for celiacs, there is no other than glutenfreeemergencykits.com. If you or a loved one has celiac disease, you need a gluten-free emergency kit to survive. Our kits are natural, non-GMO, low-sodium, low-cholesterol, soy-free, contain no artificial colors or MSG, and carry the Celiac Spruce Seal of Approval. Now get our March Grab-and-Go Bucket Special for only $29.99 at glutenfreeemergencykits.com. Glutenfreeemergencykits.com. Better foods, better living.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back, and just as an intro, we're going to review just what I mentioned a minute ago. We're going to have Chris Harris talk. He's been doing consulting work. That's not his real name. That's his radio name. He's a NRC nuclear safety consultant now for the Korean KEPCO, which is trying to make sure with a new engineer who's now the female president of South Korea, and she's smart and sharp as a tack and doesn't take any nonsense, which is bravo. And what we have is a situation where South Korea doesn't want tsunamis, earthquakes, or just stupid engineering to cause a disaster there. They're the first country, by the way, to put nuclear detectors, radiation detectors, out there in their grocery stores so you can walk around and see if the fish go click, click, click. Today also they announced in the news the discovery of the Higgs boson. Now, this is one of the things that I if you Google my name, you'll see all kinds of detractors and stupid comments like Dr. Deagle killed a patient, did this and that. And I want to review this before I get into this. Number one, the patient they're quoting was misquoted by the Federation of State Medical Boards and the Board of Examiners of Colorado because they came after me because I was releasing information and fighting them, the state and industry, in court. This gentleman killed himself with drugs he got from an emergency doctor and his own psychiatrist appointed by the courts. This is a lie, and my background is very broad, including working for the government with FEMA, with basically the federal government, FBI, hazmat teams, as a Q-level security clearance at U.S. Space Command Strategic Defense. And before I went into medicine, I was recruited to go into nuclear physics at MIT. They were arranging a special scholarship to do plasma nuclear physics. I went into honors biochemistry and finished my PhD research project in 5 months at age 21. I finished it, which would have taken at least 5 years, in 5 months. And because my grandfather was dying, I switched and went into medicine at 21. Was already specialty training at 24. So you got to understand here, when I say the Higgs boson is a big deal, it's not like a nothing. They have over the Hadron Collider, the symbol of Kali, the destroyer of worlds, okay? The Hindu goddess, the destroyer of worlds. We have, and this is, I'm going to quote Michio Kaku, we have level one is a civilization that can control the power of the planet, which means it can start off earthquakes, volcanoes, plasma physics that can start off superstorms, pumping,
electronics. Warfare.
Skinner warfare can do what's called Skinner warfare over a city, can create a 100 megaton explosion without firing off a missile. America and Russia have these weapons. Five nations have weather control weapons, five, that I know of from my classified sources, which means we can start off earthquakes, volcanoes, tsunamis. In fact, there's really good evidence that the tsunamis struck Sendai, Japan, and I've talked to engineers, including Professor McCanny, that this is all the characteristics of an artificially created tsunami. It was not a typical one, and I've analyzed it now for 2 years. That's significant. Now, the Higgs boson, how it ties in.
I agree with that analysis, by the way.
We have a level one civilization controls the power of the planet, which we've had for 50 years, and they lie and tell you they don't. Number two, we've had nuclear fusion, tokamak fusion generators that fuse helium-3 that's grenaded on the nuclear reactions on the surface of the sun. When you fuse helium-3, you create a plasma directly, and they have miniaturized these engines and have them in our Aurora space fleets. We even have entire fleets of interplanetary space vehicles that they were, quote, taking out of service or upgrading in 2010 and have upgraded to even more advanced vehicles. Number three, our space programs and our intelligence in terms of space development is shut down under Obama, and now NASA basically has gone black ops. So people like Edwin Musk, you know, Mr. Musk, the director and owner of PayPal, the Sabbatean Jew, actually is the one who now is running the Dragon satellite system and supplying the U.S. space program at the International Space Station. So what's going on is all this has gone black op. So we have level star power, which is nuclear fusion power, and now with the Higgs boson, we have the proof of the Higgs field, which is the field that can create literally torsion fields or wormholes. So we're talking about interplanetary space travel, tapping into the black hole, the energy that creates literally the Higgs field that organizes the mass that creates stars and planets, because the Higgs field occurs first, before the mass agglomerates and forms stars and planets. That's why the mass at the center of every galaxy is 2.5%, and there's a constant recirculating of matter and energy that exits the black hole in space-time through these vortices to create the stars. And so there's literally, it's a living thing. If you want to look at the H galaxy, is a recycling thing that recycles that mass and energy to form stars. So people need to understand
this is
a very big deal.
The problem is we don't have the morality to handle.
Exactly. Now, I want to explain what we're doing is right now, the South Africans, because they're blocked just like the Israelis, and they developed the pebble bed reactor system, which the Israelis and South Africans developed. That's the most advanced non-dangerous nuclear system. The CANDU is probably the second from Canada. Thorium is still dangerous, and all the older style reactors, including Mark I, Mark II reactors, and the steam turbines, which is the one like at San Onofre, are dangerous as hell. None of the plants are moving radioactive debris off their site. And all of the design flaws and problems in Fukushima we have not dealt with here in America in the Nuclear Regulatory Commission. And KEPCO has an engineer, president now of Southern Korea, that's actually saying, oh my God, I don't want this to happen to my country. So that's a little intro. I want you to tell us what are the bullet points, Chris, so people understand we need to move to safe nuclear technology. And by the way, you're not going to get away from nuclear. The idea is that people say, well, Dr. Deagle, I thought you're an environmentalist. Yes, but all of the nuclear we have is old and stupid and needs to be changed and upgraded. There's a principle called peak oxygen. If you keep on killing the benthic layer of the oceans, if you keep cutting down the rainforests and paving the parking lot, like Joni Mitchell's song in the 1960s, you cannot have a planet that doesn't have lungs. The lungs of the planet are the upper 30 feet of the ocean. 80% of the oxygen is generated by these little phytoplankton. And when you turn the key to your SUV or your car or you have a coal plant, that fuel is not fossil fuel. That's a lie. That fuel is abiotic, created by the nuclear reactor called Planet Earth. We live literally on a nuclear reactor with a crust on it called the surface or the lithosphere of the Earth. So, Chris, tell us what you told KEPCO. Chris, are you there? Have you had a seizure?
System might have dropped him.
I didn't have a seizure. I had mute.
I had to go through it. Because I recently had somebody say, I went and contacted you, Dr. Deagle, but when I Googled your name, I came up with 500,000 or 1,000,000 hits of all the horrifying things you did. I said, you know, you need to smarten up. Anybody with the cojones to say what I say on the air, anybody with the brains and the guts to be a believer in the Most High God that's going to say this, and believe me, if I wasn't a believer, I wouldn't do what I do. And I'm not presuming to be anything special. special, and I'm not a hero, and it's not an excuse for...
There are a few bad things about me, and one guy just lied through his teeth, and I even hired and tracked him down in Belgium, and the guy is a convict, and he has no money, and if I sue him, all it will do is cost me money, and,
The point is this. I'm setting the record straight here's the point. The point is, if people don't know what I'm saying is true, or at least worth reevaluating, as I tell people, they don't have to believe me. Go and reinvestigate yourself, and then go quietly somewhere, pray, or lay in one of those little water beds or something so you can get your body calm enough to you get over the shock of what I'm telling you. And then just kind of get over it and make a decision of what you're going to do. Now, I'm not telling you what to do. This is not a cult. I'm not running the Scientology kind of cult thing here. What I'm trying to tell you is, when we tell you these things, whether it's engineering things about why we don't have a corium catcher under nuclear reactors like TEPCO didn't have, they didn't have a seawall, they didn't have spider-silk Kevlar tents, they had faux engineering for the Taurus so that they argued initially over whether they should or shouldn't release the hydrogen, which caused hydrogen explosions that lost containment of the nuclear reactors. Reactor number one in TEPCO actually was destroyed by the earthquake long before the tsunami even struck because it's right on the fault line. We have a number of issues that are in the same reactors here in America of all different kinds of designs that criticality can occur, loss of containment can occur, blackouts of power, we call station blackouts, a ton of engineering issues, including the fact that these pipes, a lot of them, literally wear right down to tissue paper, and they've had plants south of Chicago, I've had my nuclear contacts tell me, where literally they went in with a brush to check the piping, and it was literally the thickness of a piece of paper. That's how nuts this is. And people don't understand they're constantly being irradiated by around 120 miles around every nuclear reactor in America and always have with tritium, thorium, radioiodine, and other isotopes. When we're back, I'm going to hear from Chris after my little rant and get some details about TEPCO.
Do you feel the aches and pains of your age? Do you often feel tired, and is your mind often clouded and forgetful? Well, it's time to stop the clock on aging with a proven system from NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical, the company that brings nutrition and medicine together, turns back the hands of time inside and out with Anti-Age Max. Protect against age-robbing cellular damage with Nutritrala, and combine both Anti-Age Max and Nutritrala with Collagen Max to regenerate healthy bones, ligaments, joints, and improve the collagen and elastin to your skin's appearance. Yes, you can look and feel youthful again when you give your body what it needs, Anti-Age Max. Order online at NutriMedical.com or call 888-212-8871 for Dr. Bill Deagle's proven Anti-Age Max system. That's 888-212-8871 or go to NutriMedical.com, spelled NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
The National Preppers and Survivalist Expo, presented by Triton Shelter Technologies, will be held March 16th and 17th at the Nashville Expo Center and Tennessee State Fairgrounds. Admission is free and doors open at 9 a.m. Come join us to learn life-saving techniques to help you and your family handle crisis situations. Meet Nat Geo's Dennis McClung to see if you have what it takes to be on the next season of Doomsday Preppers. Walk through a bomb shelter, learn first aid, CPR, and much more. For more information, go to npsexpo.com. That's npsexpo.com.
And while you're at the NPS Expo, meet and speak with Dr. Joel Wallach, host of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. If you take pharmaceutical drugs and wonder why side effects require you to take more drugs, Nobel Prize nominee Dr. Wallach has the answer. Hear how he took on the FDA 8 times and won every time. Don't miss Dr. Joel Wallach at the National Preppers and Survivalists Expo, March 16th and 17th. Admission is free. Log on now to npsexpo.com. That's npsexpo.com.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Stop the pain from broken, chipped, and damaged nails with a revolutionary new nail hardener, Nails of Steel. Apply just one drop of Nails of Steel over natural or polished nails and go. With Nails of Steel, there's virtually no drying time, and it's guaranteed. Order this all-natural, antifungal, and herbal formula for women and men at nailsofsteel.com. That's nailsofsteel.com. Nails of Steel. It's like a salon in a bottle.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back. So, Chris, had a little rant there because once in a while I got to take my whack-a-mole bat out there, my brick bat, and hit down the people that I have what we call vicious ignorance. I don't put through the sweat and hard work and the prayer to say what I say every day, and people need to understand that the breadth of my background and where God's put me is just because I'm a servant of the Most High God, and I'm not presuming to be anybody special. And by the way, don't do any hero worship either. That pisses me off even more, because I want people to pick up any issue that they feel in prayer or in circumstances they need to do. Because if most Americans, for example, start to prep, if most Americans just evaluated the truth and said, hell no, we're not going to do this, we'd remove Obama by impeachment, we would get America back on track financially, we'd pull back from, we'd become energy independent from crazy countries like the Muslim countries, we would not give Mohammed Morsi this any $1 of money when he's planning on attacking Israel and our allies and has sworn an oath against America and the West. We would not do any of this crap. We would have nuclear reactors properly upgraded to be safe. We would face the truth of the fact that we're killing the lungs of the planet. We'd get rid of pseudo-environmentalists and make a new form of international crimes to the Hague, so that when people push carbon tax garbage, or they don't stop to deplete uranium rounds used in warfare, which violated the Geneva Accord since the 1940s, that we would put them in prison for a form of scientific fraud, Igor, I call him, Al Gore. So we need to deal with these issues. And so if you have a problem with Deagle, have the balls to call me up and talk to me face-to-face on the phone. Don't go and make blogospheric stupid statements without checking with me on the facts. Okay?
Fair enough.
Got it? Got it out there? If you think you have the cojones, you call me, and I'm going to take care of you. When I finish with my conversation with you, you're not going to be the same. Got it? So if I seem a little angry, you can't even... the word anger isn't even contain the spiritual rage. And it's not a rage of my ego has been hurt. I don't have ego issues. Even though people think, oh, he's just a narcissistic egomaniac. No. My issue is I'm so concerned about my wife, my children, my family, my fellow Americans, my fellow human beings, the very skin color of the coat of Joseph on this planet, of the planet itself, of omnicide, of egomaniacs, satanically ruled, stupid idiots that don't want to realize what we're doing to the planet, our geological, our biological history, our genetic heritage. This is the end game. This is not like a big rehearsal. This is the end game. This is it. This is the big show.
Yeah, you know, Chris and Dr. Bell, I linked an article here today, Sick in Alaskan Animals Getting More Tests for Fukushima Radionuclides. Evidently, the number of sick animals in Alaska is really climbing.
Well, of course they're getting sick. First off, they're getting sick because there's a direct airstream carrying radionuclides across to Alaska. Not only that, there's the permafrost is melting like crazy in Alaska, while Antarctica, the ice sheet, is increasing. So people need to say, this is not global warming. We're actually heading into an ice age, but the under-oceanic volcanism that's occurring in the Gackal Range, which is 1,500 kilometers long under the oceans, with peaks higher than the Swiss Alps, these are volcanic peaks, okay? It's going crazy. People don't understand that the Earth literally is in birth pangs. So I talk too much right now. I want to hear from you, Chris. What's going on with TEPCO?
Okay, in Korea, I've talked about my team. You know, I've alluded to my team that we've been on some other projects together, and a meeting was set up, and at some request, South Koreans, I say South Koreans, we're not holding North Koreans, of course. South Koreans are very concerned about a Fukushima-type accident, and in their country, and mainly for a lot of reasons. But number one, they have sites that are as big as Fukushima. That means six units and others being constructed as we speak. So they've examined their own command and control structure, and they said, you know, we're lacking. And we want to do something about it. They're asking for our help. And consulting, I find that to be, it's an honor. And also, they're under the gun for doing it because their brand new president, who is an electrical engineer, by the way, she is mandating that actions be taken now. And there's a whole lot of work to be done. Some of the ideas, in fact, you know of one of the other fellows who's presenting today. I presented for 2 days, and another fellow is down there now. Down there means in the Washington, D.C. area. They came over here for that.
Right.
So the other member is Joe. So he and we're all talking about different aspects. We have to prepare a fairly large presentation and make sure we can speak to these people who are very bright. They're all PhD level, and
yeah.
They all speak.
Yeah, the Koreans are top-notch. And, let me tell you, they're totally freaked out by what happened in Japan. They're also freaked out by the crazy policies of the North Koreans, because the North Koreans, in a half an hour, as you said, the military expert Tim Alexander, half an hour air attack with these tubeless rockets, and South Korea and Seoul is devastated. So we have three nuclear powers, Taiwan, South Korea, and Japan, aimed at every square inch of Russia, China, and the Kazakhstan, and every former Soviet CIS nation, literally will become dust and ashes. And it's not just those. America has weapon systems hundreds of years ahead of any other country on the planet. And that's why the Russians and these other countries, if they have any sense at all, won't do it. But the Muslim nations are stupid enough to do it. Iran is stupid enough to fire one or two nuclear missiles, and then most of Elam, which is the western territory of Iran, will become obsidian glass.
It's also called pteridium, right?
Yeah, right. Pteridium, yeah.
So some of the items that we touched upon with the developing, there was a lot of confusion in Japan about when should we vent and when should we not vent, when should we admit seawater.
That's because they didn't build the proper hydrogen venting systems, which we put in America, but the Japanese didn't do. The General Electric Corporation and the Japanese at TEPCO decided to put a full hydrogen release system in the Taurus, and we went over through these data, and, you know, what recommendations did you give? You give me the bullet points,
right,
and what are they going to do about them to actually stop the danger of a tsunami, an earthquake, or some other superstorm event that could devastate? Because most of the reactors in South Korea are sitting right on the coast, aren't they?
Yeah, we're examining their procedures. Their command and control structure found it also that they're lacking in someone to make the final decision to go ahead and to vent or not vent, or in this case to admit seawater or not. Instead of arguing over for days like they did in Fukushima, and they are very willing to accept that idea and go forth with that. Also, the idea of passive systems that could be used in response to an event like that. They are very open to the idea of installing new systems and systems that don't require any power at all. Now, it was actually quite relief to hear people saying, you know, it's expensive, but we're going to do it anyway.
How does the systems work? Are you talking about really tall water tanks that are gravity fed?
Yeah, Yeah, that's one idea, and we've been talking, and they were accepting of that idea, because I know we talked about that on the show.
Right.
2 years ago? I mean, hold on, has it been that long? Yes, it has been that long.
Yeah. That's a good idea. No, they didn't buy yet the corium catcher or the seawall yet. They didn't buy, they did buy the idea of an upgrade to the Taurus and the hydrogen release system. They did buy the idea that they need to have better protection. For example, most of the air intakes of the diesel generators around these plants are low enough that if there's a water, let's say it's a tsunami, it runs over and turns off the diesel generator, so you lose backup power. And most people aren't aware that it's a... Yeah, all those things are issues. Are they going to talk about those?
You know, we talked at great length of a particular... We chose a site, and I had all the materials prepared. And I said, here's where you got problems, here, here, here. And they were very accepting of that, and they realized that...
Good.
Full well, yeah. Flooding is a certain issue there. They do not, by the way, they do not have General Electric boiling water reactors in Korea. So I just
good, but now, who built their reactors for them? Who is the manufacturer?
The first generation were combustion engineering, and then after that, they started manufacturing their own design based on
that. Koreans have used what's called the Beijing model for industry. They take it apart, become better engineers than the original people, and then try to re-engineer it. I guarantee you countries like South Korea, 5 or 10 years from now, will be the manufacturers of the best, safest nuclear-powered engines. And when people say, oh, we've got to get rid of nuclear, I said, you're an idiot, because you have to stop consuming oxygen. You have to stop consuming oxygen.
They know that, too, and they're not going to abandon it, but they are going to work very hard.
Right, but then you should get rid of old technology, upgrade it eventually to pebble bed reactors, get the radioactive waste off-site, and make sure that eventually they move to nuclear fusion and plasma transmission lines, which we could...
They didn't even smirk when I mentioned solar flares. They were accepting of that, too.
Yeah, and the Russians, by the way, put a major paper out on that in the last few days. We talked about it yesterday. A major paper on with Harley Schlanger and the LaRouche Foundation. The Russian engineers and scientists and physicists are fully aware of this year in danger, especially the first week in November when that super comet passes the sun at 700,000 miles and will create a superstorm and a Carrington event. So pay attention, everybody out there. Get ready. It's going to start rocking and rolling.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Being prepared against possible food shortages and economic collapse is not complicated. Just remember two words, disaster, stuff. Add .com after those two words and you've got just one site for all your preparedness needs. DisasterStuff.com prepares your family against food shortages with Linden Farms freeze-dried foods in buckets or Gourmet Reserves freeze-dried food in number 10 cans, both with free shipping. Purify and rid your water of contaminants with a Big Berkey or other Berkey system and get free shipping plus a water level spigot or fluoride filter at cost, and protect your radios and other electronics from EMPs with our EMP Faraday bags starting at just $5.90. When the food shortages and economic instability happens, be ready with all your stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Just remember two words, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.